Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 7:40 on this Friday morning, the 2nd of April. I can't believe we've made it this far into 2021 without talking to the 7th District Commissioner from the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. We used to talk to him when he was the mayor of Marine City. He's on the County Board of Commissioners now. Dave Vandenbosch. Commissioner Vandenbosch, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's good speaking to you again.
You as well. And you've got a lot going on in your district. The southern part of St. Clair County is a pretty active spot these days.
It is. We're trying to get a lot of things accomplished in a short period. So, and COVID doesn't make it any easier.
No, it doesn't. That's for sure. Here we are a year plus into this pandemic, but there's still a lot to be done. Including one of the big things that people have been talking about down there is Marina in Marine City.
Yep. We're working on trying to get Municipal Marina established, at least phase one of hopefully multiple steps to get transient dockage and increase the accessibility for everybody to use the water.
Where would that be located? What's the county's role in all that?
Well, right now we first stepped in just as to help facilitate it, and then Jeff Bohm's been just a major force in trying to get this going, because with experience, his experiences with, you know, being St. Clair's representative, he sees how much it can do for the community and how it can help both business and the community with access to the water, because that's a long stretch from St. Clair to Algonac if you run out of fuel or you have a boat issue or you just need to get off the water to, you know, say a storm blows up, you got a place to dock and get into cover.
Yeah, certainly is needed. What's the time frame, do you think? Is that something that's going to be up and running this year, next year? What's your thought?
No, it's definitely going to take. We won't even know from, because the first step is the DNR grant application, and that's going to take, we won't even know till December 8th if we qualify for that. And that's the linchpin to this first step, is we have to get that grant approval, because that's the major funding. That's 75% of the land purchase. Then we've got the county's going to help hopefully step in with, help them with their match. And then we've also got a couple foundations that we've been talking to that want to get on board, because this also ties into our kayak and canoe launch also.
Well, that's
so we can have all of it in one location.
Yeah. No, that'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Is where in Marine City are we talking about? Where would that be located?
It's going to be just north of the Biff Laboon Bridge. It's an existing marina now. It's Cottrell's Marina now, and right now it's a private marina with. But with no amenities.
Okay.
Step one is just to acquire the land. Step two would be then to set up amenities there, a park-like atmosphere with hopefully restrooms and park amenities.
That'd be very nice.
When you get off the boat, you can, you know, barbecue or, in case the boats don't have restrooms.
Nice draw there for Marine City. We'll keep an eye on how that progresses. Also, work continues on the Clay Township County Park, right?
Yep. Right now we're in the grant phase to buy another piece of property to square that off to make that a nice even piece of property and purchase one more home. And we worked really well with Clay Township on that to help try and make a deal with the homeowner there, make the transition for him also easy. It makes sense to where this house is located, and it's going to be better for him if we can get him. It helped the design on the park much, make much more effective for us.
All right. And, of course, we got word last month that St. Clair County is getting about $31 million in federal stimulus money. I'm sure that's still a pretty popular topic of conversation, what to do with that money and how it can be used, too.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a few phone calls.
I bet you have.
I've been in, even before we got a war, or, you know, heard about this, Jeff Bowman and I have been working on a, and the rest of the commission also, on a trying to establish a program to help the municipalities that can't afford infrastructure for development. Because right now we don't have a lot of property that is shovel ready for the next Magna, the next Chrysler plant, or, and we're getting leads through EDA on all these different electric vehicle programs that we're assuming they're electric vehicles, but, you know, we just get from the developer, we're looking for this. We don't really know what it's for. We just know if it's light industrial. But we don't have anything. We have very little property ready right now. St. Clair was the last major piece of property that was had all the infrastructure and, you know, water, sewer, gas, power, and roads. So what we're trying to do is, because it's a big lift for some of these small communities to be able to do it by themselves. But if we can take some of that money and hopefully get a match from the federal government through Lisa McLean's office and create almost like a program that it will, we loan out the money to the community to get the infrastructure done. They get it built. And as they gets developed, that money comes back to the county in a program similar to a brownfield that it can then be reinvested again back into the community. So, and just do it through, you know, the properties that are developed and the tax increase is then put back into that fund.
Interesting. Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting several years ahead of us. As you mentioned, the electrification of vehicles is going to lead to perhaps a lot of new investment. And I know that a lot of people want to see it happen right here in Southeast Michigan. And boy, the more we can bring to St. Clair County, the better.
Absolutely. But we've got some major hurdles to, you know, come over. We've got some major utility issues. You know, we've got a very aging utility, you know, electric system that is doing fine for us now, but you add all that to it without having it in place ahead of time.
Right.
We're definitely not ready right now for electric vehicles on a large scale. So, but as we, you know, Edison's making constant improvements. They're trying to go carbon neutral by, I believe some of their ads were 2050, but how do you do that and supply even more electricity for electric vehicles?
Right.
So I think it's sometimes unattainable, some of the goals from our greener constituents.
Lofty goals for sure. We'll see where they all land. How are you liking it on the board, by the way? As I mentioned, you joined the county board at the beginning of the year.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Been very busy. Jeff and the board's been welcoming with open arms. It's been a great transition for me. It's a much bigger picture, larger dollar amounts. So, I mean, it's I like it, and I really like the work so far. But like Jeff Bohm's keeps you very busy as a commissioner.
I bet.
There's no doubt that he's got a lot of energy, and he wants to keep his board working, which is good.
It is good. You keep up the good work, Dave. Nice catching up with you. Appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk again about county commission issues. You take care.
Hopefully in person.
I love that. I miss people. I love having people on the phone, but I miss seeing people face-to-face.
I love sitting in front of you. So
we'll do it.
Hopefully the next time it'll be in person.
I sure hope so, Dave. You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Have a great day.